Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, nothing. I'm just freaking out about cordyceps possibly ruining all of humanity.
Whoa, whoa. I am still coming to terms with accidentally eating grasshoppers in Mexico.
Oh, boy. That feeling when you overdo it at the grocery store and then you have to strategically eat for the next week so as not to waste food.
I can't do weed these days. It's too strong. The last thing I need is to trip balls while doing my laundry.
I don't know, Heather. Sounds kind of fun. Have such a good day. World, welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Episode 175, Sarah Lane. What is shaking over there?
What up, girlfriend?
This is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. We are so happy to be here, and we hope y'all are doing great out there.
Indeed, indeed. Heather and I are, you know, we're limping along, and
always.
I say that with nothing terribly bad going on between either of us, but you know, life gets in the way, right?
It does.
You know, we love doing the show to kind of cleanse our palates, so to speak, and we love everybody who's along for the ride with us. So hopefully we'll all learn a little something.
It's just over Sarah the next hour. Little Sarah and little me. little old us.
Yeah. Well, you say little old me. A few episodes ago, Heather, you shared with the group that you're way taller than you used to think.
I remember
that. Yeah, you're like, I thought I was 5'5". I'm like 5'7".
I wonder if it's...
Or whatever it was.
They always say that yoga supposedly makes you longer. And I wonder about that because sometimes people will be like, whoa, you have long legs. Or like, I get that quite a bit. I'm like, what?
You actually do. You're leggy. You're a leggy lady.
I am. See, I don't see that. I guess because I'm coming from a different perspective, but I could see maybe from like an outsider's perspective that things look a little different. I never really thought of myself as like a long-legged person, but maybe all these years of yoga has stretched me out. Now I'm more leggy.
Not to be like too like anatomical, but it's like I happen to have sort of a long torso, mm-hmm. and I'm also a small person in general. So it means that my legs aren't long. Mm-hmm. I do not have long legs. Nobody would accuse me of having them. So I think you're taller than me. You're not a lot taller than me, but you have long gams. Very nice.
Thank you very much. I'm medium sized, and nobody will be able to see this, but I did get like a slight bit of color in Mexico. I was actually very cautious to stay out of the sun because I actually had a dermatologist appointment the Monday that I got back to like do the full like check your skin for any like skin cancer kind of thing. So I was like, gotta be careful. But then I started to kind of work on my tan a little bit on the last couple of days. Of course, it's gonna go away very quickly because now I'm back in NorCal. But the legs are hard to tan. That's a whole other thing. Like the arms, not so challenging. But man, my legs couldn't be whiter. At least they're long.
Well, I gave up the tanning thing a long time ago. I actually went through, I mean, this is going to make some people roll their eyes, but I went through a period where I was doing like self-tanning. Mm-hmm. Not just like lotion that I put on my own body, but like I would go to a place and get sprayed and I looked so tan and everyone was always like, wow, where did you just get back from? And I'm like, I don't know. That place in San Francisco.
It does make a difference. It makes you feel, I don't know, a little healthier. I mean, you know, not overdoing it, but so I wanted to mention really quickly, I can't believe I didn't mention this in the last show because it was one little tidbit from my trip in Oaxaca, in Mexico, in this particular region, and other regions in Mexico, I am sure. They serve grasshoppers and they're called chapulines, and they're kind of like they're literally grasshoppers. They're brown, so they're not like really pretty grasshoppers like the green ones, you know, but they roast them and they dry them. And the first night that we got to Oaxaca, actually, it was pretty late when we got dinner. So it was nighttime and we went on this rooftop and it was pretty dark up there. And we ordered, you know, what we thought. We can kind of read the menu when it's in Spanish. I know a little bit of Spanish, but I wasn't familiar with the chapulines. And we got these tostadas that were like beans and whatever else it was, including the chapulines. And we couldn't really see them when we were eating them. And it was like such a weird flavor. I like couldn't put my finger on it. It was kind of tangy and like salty, but like not in a good way. I didn't like it that much. It was definitely a weird flavor. And then like leggy, speaking of legs, they were like, you literally like were crunching. It wasn't like they were ground up. They were like, the legs were still intact. And when I realized after, I was like, what was that? And then like, we put a light on it and we realized that we just ate a bunch of grasshoppers. And I know that it's a delicacy, so I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that. They're full of protein and, it's a cultural tradition. I totally get it. Not for me. It actually, I was cautious for the rest of the trip to not eat any grasshoppers. It was definitely not my jam.
Is there a grasshopper in this omelet? Just tell me now.
Chapulines? No, por favor.
I love, I'm thinking of like the emoji of like shrugging. Like, oh boy. Well, So I was, before we started to record the show, I was thinking, okay, well, Heather and I usually like to take a couple of minutes to reflect on the last week, like what's been happening, what's been going on. I know I have bombarded everybody with, you know, health updates, and I really don't have one right now. Things are pretty good. I'm actually wearing like a cool headscarf, this like cool silk headscarf
awesome.
that Heather sent to me. Yeah, she actually sent me a few of them, and I'm so into it. And
I love it.
Yeah, this is gonna kind of be my new thing for a while. You know, there's some hair loss, but why not make it fun?
Yeah,
why not make it fun? But this is very off topic, but I wanted to talk a little bit about, and this is, I hope it isn't a trigger for anybody, but as a woman who lives alone in the forest, I often kind of, you know, I'm not like a scaredy cat about a lot of things. It's like, I lock my door at night, you know, I've got some, you know, outside lights that I turn on overnight just to, you know, if anybody was going to be prowling around, they'll see that it's not super dark. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a lot of sort of, I don't know, fear of being
like
alone.
Irrational fears. Yeah.
No. And, you know, that's good or bad. I mean, luckily, everybody knock on all the wood. I've never had a situation that made me feel freaked out. However, what I have had, and this is part of my situation at my house right now, where I'm also the property manager. So I end up hanging out with a lot of service workers who are doing various things on the house, whether, you know, they're trying to fix the leak that's happening, or fix something with the pool cover, or fix the dishwasher, or fix the garbage disposal. The list goes on. And they are often men. And for the most part, very nice people. You know, and we can, you know, let's figure this stuff out. Let's do our thing. The other day, one of our pool technicians, they come once a week, was here. And I've kind of been in and out of my house because I've been staying with my mom a lot, you know, especially like after chemo stuff. I'll just stay with her for a few days and just kind of let my mom take care of me when I'm not feeling very well. So I've been here and there. I haven't been here full time. Anyway, so I get home from, I was coming back from my mom's, you know, so I've got a, you know, big overnight bag, and, you know, I pull up to my house and I'm like, who's here? What truck is this? Oh yeah, it's the pool guy. And he's really nice. He's sort of somebody who works for someone else that we have a contract with.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really know him that well, but he knows what to do, and you know, they don't really need me for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're kind of exchanging pleasantries. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's, you know, been raining a lot here. And oh, how's your life? And, you know, just trying to be nice. And you know, and I kind of had to go upstairs to my house and like work, you know. So I said, OK, well, you know, I'm going to leave you to it. And I got to go upstairs and work. And he goes, yeah, of course. And he says, hey, Sarah. And I kind of turn around and look at him. I'm like, yes? And he goes, you look really good. And
whoa.
I'm like, thank you.
You're like, I needed
honestly,
that.
like literally, like nothing like broke in my face. I was like, thank you so much. All right, bye. And I go upstairs and I'm like, yeah, like I'm like, I, you know, close the door and I'm like, what was that?
Kind of a hit on, maybe?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because, you know, that's, I mean,
why would he say
it
otherwise? Unless he's just like trying to be kind, but I don't
trying
know.
To be kind. What? But my first thought went to, oh, did I tell him about my cancer? Because you get a lot of that.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, when you have cancer, people say, you look really good. Oh gosh, you look, you know, you're the color is good in your face.
Yeah, totally.
Oh yeah, you know, you get a lot of, you know, people pumping you up, which is very nice. So my first reaction was like, oh, thank you. And then I was like, wait a second. I don't even know this guy. I haven't talked to him about having cancer. Like, why would I ever talk to him about having cancer? Like, that for sure has not happened. That was just a flirty thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of took me by surprise. And once I thought about it for a minute, I was like, you know, nothing was creepy about it. Yeah. But at the same time, I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I'm here by myself and he knows that.
Yeah.
And really, I'm not trying to throw somebody under the bus. Like, trust me, you know, men out there, if you want to give a woman a compliment, I mean, I know that it can be a little, I don't know. It's like a game of Frogger these days. I know that for the most part, the intentions are good, mm-hmm. but it rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, you know, I don't need you to tell me that I look nice.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, I didn't look nice. I was like in pajamas and whatever. But like, but sure, maybe you think I'm cute anyway. All good. But like, you kind of say that. And then I sort of go like, oh, okay, thanks.
Well, you're also kind of like, vulnerable because you're like at your home, you're in your PJs. Yeah, it's almost like not the right time. And he could have said a lot of other things. He could have just said, like what he said specifically was a little going beyond.
And it was like, it really wasn't like, I mean, if he had come up to my front door and knocked on it been like, hey, let's talk about your body, I would have been like, okay, we are having a problem. That was not it at all, you know, and that didn't happen. But there was still something about it where I was like, once I thought about it for a minute, I was like, I don't like this. I don't, you know, and I know that you were trying to be nice, but my reaction ended up being like somewhat negative about this. Like, I don't want a strange person to talk about my body at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? I don't know. I don't know that there's like a real takeaway from this. It was just one of those things.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's interesting because it is an interesting conversation because it's like you could get that same comment in a different setting. And it maybe would have flown a little better. But like, yeah, you were like at your home. You were caught off guard. You were in your PJs. It was like a work week or work day, just kind of like doing your regular like work routine. So it was just, it caught you off guard. You were in your private space, which I think has a lot to do with it. I mean, it's like it's a territorial thing kind of. You're like, get off my lawn. Like why are you telling me this right now? Like, this is my zone. This is my bubble. This is my, you know, what did they call it during COVID?
It's my space.
Yeah.
This is my space.
Yeah.
You know, like you're in my space and we're fine.
Yeah.
But like, as soon as you're like, oh, I'm looking at your body, I'm like, Nope, it's almost like the idea
of it too, like, because you think about, well, where was his mind at when he thought about saying this? And then it kind of, it's like suggestive, you know, and that also weirds you out. I mean, that's like,
this is just, I was having a, you know, a ha-ha conversation with some, you know, men who I work with, who I respect very much and very much respect me. And, you know, we were all laughing about that, the whole kind of like guys telling women to smile when they see them on the street.
Yes, that's kind of like that.
It's a little bit like, you know, where it's like
don't tell me what to do.
I know plenty of guys who'd be like, yeah, but like, but you're pretty. Like, why is that mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just don't tell people what to do.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
It has nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. It's like a control thing that I think, I don't know. At least for me, it does not hit me right these days.
Yeah,
even if somebody is being really innocuous and, you know, and overall, you know, friendly and, you know, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I'm an old lady, but I'm like, what are you talking about my butt for? Stop that.
Well, you know, we would love to hear from y'all out there if you have any thoughts on this sort of, what would you call it? Social etiquette kind of falls in that wheelhouse. Let us know. HyattHaveSuchAGoodDay.com. No, that is an interesting one. I mean, I know that I've had, you know, similar situations at some point in my life. Something happened yesterday that I guess was sort of similar, but so I'm kind of back up in the realm of where I went to school for a little bit. And, you know, I dated a few people up here. One person that I just found out actually has a business up here, and he does solar panels, and he was doing solar panels at my friend's house up the road. And she was like texting me yesterday, like, hey, the guy who's doing the solar panels, you know, we were talking and realized that I was connected with you and couldn't believe you were here and wanted to let you know that he's single. And I just was like, whoa, like total blast from the past. Many times over, like, yeah, you should contact him. Here's his number. You know, I didn't really know how to feel or react. It was like maybe a similar thing because it like takes you off guard and puts you in a weird position because you have to respond to it. You have to like respond to their overture or whatever. Speaking of random workers at the homestead, my 2 weeks of vacation, you guys are filled in on when I got back. Usually people expect to have a week from hell after vacation just because it's hard to keep that feeling in a bottle, you know, that vacation feeling that we try so hard to keep for as long as we can. I mean, I think I had that feeling for like 2 hours until it just went poof.
It gets me when I have to unpack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, party's over.
Well, you know what I did is I actually unpacked right away because I came home with a lot of dirty laundry. Like, I mean, I only packed enough like outfits for, you know, 5 days and just re-wore everything. And then we were in places where you just get like sandy and dirty and everything. So I was just like pretty anxious to just get everything out. So it was actually kind of a good exercise just to be like, just like start my laundry sooner than later. But we had such a major like blow up at the property this week. We, you know, like I said before, when I was gone, we had a tree fall. Sarah, I don't think you or anyone can understand how massive this tree is. It's like talk about video or photos just cannot do it justice. You cannot. In fact, what I need to do is take a photo of like a person next to the stump of this tree.
Scale.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I actually didn't even realize. I was outside the other day. We've had all these problems with our water pump. We didn't have water for a couple days. It was crazy. And there were multiple problems. We have some like piping we have to replace underground. I can't find the original map to the piping. It's like trenching. It's this whole trenching job. So that's like one thing. And then our pump broke, which we got replaced, but it took a little bit of time to get someone up here. The tree had fallen like really close to our pump house and our tanks. And I wonder if it disrupted something on the ground. Cause I'm telling you, this was a massive tree, no joke. It would have crushed a house. And that, so at the bottom where the roots pulled up, it's literally like a small house. Like it is so big. Like the, you know what I'm talking about? Like where the roots came up and you see the bottom of the tree cause it's now horizontal. I mean, it's the size of like, if you were to stand up like two of me on top of each other, like standing up, that's like how tall it is. It's really staggeringly tall. Anyway, so big fiasco here. Had a lot of workers out here and we finally fixed the pump. We got the water back and then it went away again because our tank somehow emptied. I mean, it was just this like hilarious. It was like one thing after the next. Like seriously, what? It really makes you appreciate though running water and how good we have it. When you don't have water coming out of any faucet for 2 days and you forget because you flush because you have this muscle memory or you want to quickly wash your hands and you always forget and you're constantly trying to turn it on. And then you're like, we don't have water. Why didn't you remember that? It's infuriating. And, you know, we really do live civilized lives. And I really, really, really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole in NorCal, for anybody who doesn't live in the area or even if you do, you know, lots of crazy rain, flooding, you know, people died. I mean, it was pretty intense.
It was.
I was very lucky. Power never went out. I mean, actually, that's not true. It went out like for a minute here and there, you know, which that's par for course when it just rains in general. But nothing bad happened at all where I live. And
you didn't have a lot of down trees?
No, weirdly enough. Like, I mean, we've had a lot of down trees for, you know, in a variety of situations here.
Yeah.
But no, not in this most recent series of storms. No, Nothing bad happened.
I wonder if it's like a redwood thing, like redwoods maybe like have their roots go deeper or something. Cause there's just, I mean, the soil is so soft that just trees are just coming down. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the redwood trees on my property, I would be shocked if one of those trees came down. The thing is about redwoods is that they're so big. They're so tall, you know, and like you look up and you go, oh, so pretty. And they are. But one branch comes down and that branch will kill a family.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. And that has happened.
It does. Yeah.
It has never killed a family. Thank goodness. But you know, it's happened where I come out later and I'm like, I don't want to be under these redwoods ever. And in fact, I don't want any of you to be under these redwoods. We have a hammock that's this really cool hammock that's sort of like in the middle of like five redwood trees. Mm-hmm. Super beautiful. You think, oh, how great. I got in the hammock once, looked up, and I was like, don't like this. I'm out of here. Like, I don't want to be under here. Like, no, this is how you die.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, I actually have to have an arborist. I'm trying to get them to come out here as soon as possible to just, I don't know how they do it, but they just check the integrity of any trees that look like they may fall. My evil cat is approaching, so just be warned.
Oh, Charlie.
Be forewarned. He might lick the microphone.
While Charlie is trying to sabotage our show, I will talk about a couple other shows that I've been into. We like to,
please
Heather
do.
And I, we love our media. Mm-hmm. We love our TV shows. We love our movies. And I had kind of a pretty chill weekend. I mean, besides going on errands and various chores, I was kind of just hanging. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and part of the hanging was like, all right, so let me watch The Last of Us, mm-hmm. new show on HBO. You know, it has gotten quite good reviews. Love that show. Oh, my gosh. I've now watched the first two episodes and I'm just so invested. I love the show, which is funny because, Heather, I know that you are kind of a zombie movie aficionado. Mm-hmm. I am not. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm like,
I'm surprised you like it this much. Because, yeah, it's not usually your bag.
Well, it's not, but it's like, it's not really a zombie show.
No.
I mean,
no, it's not.
There is some thriller. Of that going on, but the genre is there, mm-hmm. but it's different.
Totally.
And I really like all the actors.
Yeah.
I'm so into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm up on that and that's been going well for me. But over the weekend, I watched, Vertigo, Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo.
Wow.
I had never seen it before.
Wow.
And which is strange because when I was in college, I was a broadcasting major, but like a lot of my classes were like film study, mm-hmm. and you know, that sort of thing. And so, you know, I watched lots of old movies. Mm-hmm. Vertigo was not a movie that I've ever seen.
Interesting.
It takes place in San Francisco. So there's a little bit of fun going on with that where you're just like, oh, I know where they are. I know where they are. But like otherwise I was like, this movie kind of sucks. It's
really?
Not really like, it's not scary. It's kind of like half-baked. Like, I don't even really feel like they like made sense of like, there's a bait and switch going on, you know, with like two women. I don't want to like ruin it for you if for some reason.
I think most people have seen it at this point.
Right. If you haven't seen the 1958 movie, Vertigo, you know, don't want to spoil anything.
Well,
but
I think it's more of a subtle
I don't know.
Thriller.
I was just like, this is just like not a very good movie.
Well, maybe it's just like a little dated for you at this point. Because
it's
here's
dated.
The other thing.
Yes.
Is I was thinking about this the other day because how often do you watch an older like movie? I mean, really, like do you mostly watch like newer stuff that's out on streaming? Like how often do you dip back into the classics? Not very often
because
you're not used to it. I think it has a lot to do with that. It's harder to.
I mean, when it comes to Alfred Hitchcock. Do I dip back? No, never.
No, I just mean in general.
When's
like,
the last time? I don't know. I watched Psycho like when I was in high school. Or, I mean, Rear Window.
When
you know,
I kind of went
birds.
From, when I went from like a real streaming thing, and I've talked about this on the show before, where, you know, my partner is a movie guy, doesn't like to binge TV. I like to binge TV, but I'm also a movie person. But when I came off of a long binge, you know, of like years of binging shows, it was hard for me to watch a movie from the 1950s, you know, like a classic. Like I just was sort of, I felt kind of bored. But then I kind of like switched something in my brain, I guess, like after watching more than one. And I kind of got into this rhythm and I was, wow, I'm missing out. Like all these, you know, those noirs from back in the day. And it's just like a different format. I think it's like, it's just like apples and oranges, I guess, you know? So I get, I get why maybe you had a hard time with it, but I think it's also you're switching gears like from one side of the spectrum to like the opposite. But you know, the thing about The Last of Us, it's funny because I don't know when the video game came out, but I remember when the video game came out. I don't remember what year it was. I think I mentioned this, that I was actually dating someone who worked at PlayStation at the time, and he did the music on that game. And so we got like an early release of like I went into the orchestra, like watched him record, you know, the music for it. And so it was really cool. Like I knew a lot about the game at the time, and I was interested in it because it was like a zombie game. And we played it, you know, like early release. I remember playing it, and it's funny. I remember the scenes that I played. Like I didn't play it extensively, but I remember the little girl and the guy. Like I remember like specifics. And so when I watched the pilot, which I've only seen the pilot, and it's very good. I'm into the characters too. I like Anna Torv, who was on Fringe, which was another sci-fi show that I really enjoyed. I like her a lot. She's like very soulful. And but there's one thing I will say, like anything these days, everything is just a bit derivative, and it's kind of hard not to be because there's so much content and it's hard to be original. And it is based on a video game. And unfortunately, I knew that going in because I played it. And so again, it is a good show. But I definitely feel like there's times that I'm in a video game, especially the way they do kind of a first person perspective with the camera, like in some of the scenes where they're in the car, and the way they shoot it is very video game like. Certain scenes in particular, I noticed, I'm like, God, I really feel like I'm playing a video game without actually moving my hands, you know? And so, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I guess I just, I don't know. My question for you, Sarah, because I know you and I have a history of watching the game-changing shows. You know, a lot of our favorites are like Sopranos and Seinfeld, Game of Thrones, and that kind of thing. So let me ask you, do you think that this is like a game-changing show in that sense? Or is it just like another pretty good show out there?
Good question. So I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about this the other day because they were like, I'm like so into movies. Like, you know, like, are you even watching any TV shows right now? And I was like, well, The Last of Us. But otherwise, you know, there's some like The Mandalorian and
Fleischman is in Trouble.
Well, Fleischman like is in Trouble, I think it's done. I enjoyed that show a lot. And Yellow Jackets is coming back in March.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay. So, you know, and we've got, you know, the Oscars are going to happen next month. And so, you know, we're going to be talking about like great movies. And I don't know. I'm kind of just sort of like into movies right now. And
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, me too. We just watched, we've been watching a lot of good stuff. I mean, well, I mean, there's a lot of this kind of genre. I think we talked about this a few episodes back, you know, the Triangle of Sadness. I don't know if you ended up seeing that yet, or in The Menu. And some of these sort of oh, you should watch Triangle of Sadness. It's actually a really interesting movie, but it's you know.
Sounds great, Heather. The Triangle of Sadness.
No, you should watch it. Can't wait. But I was thinking about like, it's hard to recommend things to people these days because I think people have their own ongoing lists. And so you're like, no, stop everything you're doing and watch this movie. Like back in the day, maybe people would, because it's like, it was more novel, you know, but now there's so much water cooler stuff that it's like, if someone stop you, like, no, watch this movie that's like taking you out of your, you know, your rhythm. I think people tend to not do that as much. And I understand, I get it. But yeah, I mean, I am all for, any kind of thriller on any level. It's my favorite genre. If you don't already know that, but if you know me fairly well, you already know this. But yeah, now, I've been watching some good stuff.
Folks in our Discord already know this. Actually, did I share it in Discord? I'm not sure, but I watched The Menu. Movie. Anya Taylor-Joy and Ralph Fiennes, with cameos. Well, not even cameos. I mean, quite a few actors are in this movie. Hated it.
Did you hate it as much as Midsommar?
No. I don't hate anything as much as Midsommar. Except maybe that movie Mother that you
I
made me go
movie.
To, Heather.
Love that movie.
Walked out of that theater and I was just like,
I hate you, Heather,
vomit. I hate everything about all the people involved in this movie.
I love that.
Why
movie.
Do you make movies like this? So The Menu was not totally, you know, didn't give me such a visceral reaction, but I didn't like it because it's a torture movie.
It's a bit far-fetched.
It's not like, it's funny, I said that to somebody and they were like, oh, is it like the movie Hostel? And I was like, no, I don't know. Mm-mm. I haven't seen that one, but probably not that bad.
No.
It's not like a
it's
horror movie.
It's super torturous. I mean, Hostel is more about torture.
It is torturous. It's torturous in the sense where you're like, as you like settle into the movie, you're like, okay, I see what's going to happen. Yeah. Like they're, you know, everybody who's, you know, at this restaurant, again, no spoilers, not spoiling anything. You know, they don't know what fate awaits them. ..
Yes. Yeah. But you know, okay,
Did not like it though. Ugh. I
get it. I get where you're coming from. I think for me, maybe it's being a producer, I don't know, it was chock full of like pretty noticeable, like recognizable actors. And I think I again don't have that suspension of disbelief. And I enjoyed the ride. I thought it was a fun popcorn movie. I didn't take it that seriously and I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
But I just, because to me, I see the camera rolling and I see it being made. And so for me, I don't generally get that one in particular. I felt like I didn't feel scared or uncomfortable. I forgot to mention, I saw that movie Smile. Have you seen ads for that? It has Kevin Bacon's daughter is the main actress in it. And it's a horror movie. I mean, it's like a legit horror movie. That I screamed on the plane like several times. No joke. I was completely in it, you know, like I didn't see the camera rolling. I was like really scared. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was on the plane, but that was actually kind of a fun horror movie. If you're into that, I recommend it. I actually watched the Souvenir, which is like kind of an artier movie. It's just like, I think it's a British director. It's like Souvenir and then Souvenir Part Two, which is kind of getting Oscar buzz, the second one. I unfortunately watched the second one before the first one because I watched it in Mexico because it was the only one that was available, like on HBO. I was trying to watch Hulu and Hulu wasn't available in Mexico. It was a whole thing. And so I watched the second one first. But, you know, if you're into sort of these, Tilda Swinton's in it and her daughter's in it. And I really liked it. It's very, very kind of Euro and I don't know, maybe not for everybody, but I enjoyed the second one more. If anyone is interested in chatting about that, please jump into our Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah, you know, my current obsession right now is Duolingo. And I've been on Duolingo over the years since it started
you learn a foreign language.
And it's just like something just to keep up with, like, you know, just keeping the language alive in my brain. And like when I would travel.
Even for like 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, exactly. And like even when I'd be ready to go on a trip, like I would maybe practice a little Spanish or jump into some Italian or like even Japanese, like just learn. I like to learn the basics when I go to another country, if I can, to order a coffee, order food, just to get around. I like to try. I'm not always successful, but I just at least like to try. But my, I've dove in. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so I've.
Ah, that's a good question. Yeah. Now I don't know. Dive on into this next. Segment, Heather.
Yes, so Duolingo. But I actually upgraded to like the, it's like super Duolingo or something like that, only because I hate ads so much. Yeah. Like that's only reason. You know, I'm like reading online like reviews of like there's not a ton of like extra features. It's just kind of like if you don't like ads, and I mean it's every lesson you do has an ad. It's ridiculous. So I you know, it's my education, and I'm really, what's really great is that I've kind of gone back into like lesson two, because French, I know a lot of French. I went through school. I took French for 10 plus years. I lived in France. But I think when I need to speak French on command, I can, but like you start to like, your vocabulary diminishes a little. It's just a natural process because you're speaking more of another language. And so I'm like, mm-hmm. I just want to keep it fresh in my mind. So I'm going through like, you know, the fundamentals of like, you know, lesson two, which is stuff that I totally know, but it's like a nice reminder. It's just, and it's fun. It's like very addicting. I can't explain it. It's like, I forgot how addicting it is. And it's such a great activity to do when you kind of feel idle and maybe you're just like a little tired and you want to just take a break from looking at your computer. So you look at your phone, but maybe you don't want to read or you don't want to watch TV, but I just like want to do something with my mind. I feel like it's been a really fun thing for me, and I hope to go to France sometime this year. So I want to be really prepared and get my brain back into that mode. So I don't know. I mean, I might even consider, I've always wanted to learn Italian and Japanese, and I don't know, maybe I'll try to, you know, pop into some of those other languages and learn some basics. This is not an ad, I swear, but email us if you use Duolingo and you like it or you don't like it. I think it's sort of, it's worth doing the super version because, I mean, it's probably the cheapest language learning anything out there, really, if you think about it. But yeah, send us a message, anything. We just desperately want to hear from you. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com.
Or better yet, today.com.
Jump into
Discord. It's
funny
that you mentioned Duolingo, Heather, just because I had for a while, because I'm always trying to learn French. Mm-hmm. French is my jam. I took Spanish, you know, for 6 years, you know, mm-hmm. when I was younger. So like, my Spanish is not terrible. My French is pretty bad. Uh-huh. Always has been, because I didn't take it, you know, as a class. But I am a Francophile in many ways. Uh-huh. You know, there were times, I don't know, in the past where like I had, you know, a friend who I was going to meet in Paris and we were going to hang out for a few days and like we're going to speak French, mm-hmm. you know, and so I was taking it pretty seriously mm-hmm. for a while. And it was so fun. I mean, I love
it's
that
so
stuff.
It's so much fun. French is so much fun.
But like, but when you don't really have a great reason for it, you're kind of like, eh,
it's
whatever.
Hard to motivate.
Fell by the wayside. Yeah. A friend of mine who is American but has lived in Europe for some time now visited me here last week. And she was like, oh, I mean, because I was sort of like, oh, yeah, the French. Oh, my French has gotten pretty bad. I'm just not flexing that muscle. And she was like, well, don't you at least do Duolingo every day, you know, just to kind of like keep it spicy? And I was like, actually, no, I haven't used Duolingo in like a year. What is wrong with me? And so now I'm back on the train.
Good.
I haven't paid for the free version. So I just keep like dealing with ads. But like, it is, it's not the same as taking a real language class.
Of course
not. But it does keep, it keeps your brain flexed.
It does. And you know what? I actually really like some of the little characters. Like there's this girl who's like, she reminds me of that depressed teenager from The Incredibles. She kind of has that same voice. And there's like these like very cute little voices and characters that I look forward to hearing every day. And then you can have friends now. Well, I don't know if you, maybe you could have before, but I, my friend Rona, who I went on, you know, the Mexico trip with, she's actually pretty diligent Duolingoer. And, you know, she added me. And so she'll like, you know, you can root people on and high five them or whatever and just tell them they did a good job, which is kind of fun. There's a little social aspect. But I wish I would have brushed up on my Spanish before I left. I was so busy before I left. And that's one slight regret. I mean, I do know a fair amount of Spanish, but it's like putting it into practice is harder when you're actually there and you have to open your mouth and connect the words with your mouth. But if I would have done more Duolingo, I think I would have fared a little bit better. So that's just a lesson for you guys. If you're getting ready to travel somewhere, I think it's a great thing to keep your mind active. And you, if you don't feel like reading and or doing other kind of activities,
100% yeah. And if, I don't know if anyone out there is like, well, this is a better way to learn a language, let us know.
Yeah.
We would, Rosetta Stone. Love to know. I mean, Rosetta Stone, Duolingo. I mean,
French boyfriend,
we know,
French girlfriend.
We know some options, certainly not all of them, but, but yeah, I definitely, you know, it's funny sometimes, I mean, Heather, going back to French, you're way better at than me because you actually studied it and, you know, have put it into practice much more than me. But I mean, I am pretty decent on paper, but when it comes to somebody talking to me, I'm like, oh, more slowly, again, let me, you know, like, it's really hard to like... Listening is hard. And then, you know, figuring out like, okay, this is what I say back. That isn't like, just like, I am cave woman.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't even know how to say that in French.
But that sort of idea where everyone's like, oh, bless her heart. She's trying, but she doesn't really know how to say anything. Like she can't really like have a conversation with us. That is what I want to do. Yeah. I want to have a conversation.
Totally. And then, I mean, yeah, like that feeling of like you understand and you can laugh at a joke and oh, it's such
right.
a good feeling.
And there's nuances and you, you know, you're, and I often think that with people who I know English is a second or however many, you know, third, fourth language for them. And like, I'll say something and they'll get it and I'll be like, that's pretty cool. Like you obviously know a lot of English to like understand that reference I just made.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to do that, you know, for another language.
Absolutely.
I'm just not there yet.
Yeah, I mean, Duolingo, man, and I am cavewoman, just for future reference, is je suis une femme de caverne.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
Love it.
There you go.
Love it. Well, on that note, y'all, I think we're going to wrap up this episode of 175. Have such a good day.
Yeah.
What about that? just a reminder, if you're not a patron, we would love you to become one. It's a way to support the show directly, have an ad-free version of the show. If you can't part with a few bucks per month, we totally get it. We will always offer the show for free, but we do have options for those of you who want to kind of become more of the community. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about that. Shout out to our Discord. I know that I've been talking about The Last of Us in our Discord quite a bit because that's all I care about these days. But we talk about all sorts of things. And we love y'all. And we would love to have more of you in there as well.
We would indeed. Yes. The more the merrier, as they say, Sarah.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Heather, I think we're going to put a fork in this one because we are done.
We are done indeed.
Until next week, which will be episode 176. I don't know. Sounds like lucky lucky number 176 to me.
It does.
I will remain Sarah.
I will remain Heather.
Hope you all remain yourselves, and we will talk to you next time. Have such a good day.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.